sweet staff, keeping employees happy. Hello, and welcome to Downtown, your local radio station. I'm Connor Devlin, and you're listening to Business Matters, our weekly look at the business world. Here with me in the studio is Davina McNeil. Hello, Davina.
Hello, Connor. Well, today we're going to be looking at the problem of keeping workers happy at work. Many business executives say that staff problems and recruitment can account for up to 80% of their working time.
Okay, then. So what's the answer? Just how can a company keep its employees happy?
Well, it seems that most of the answers are coming from the U.S. They're constantly coming up with new and innovative ways to keep staff motivated, aside from simply raising salaries.
What sort of things? Buying an employee a more comfortable chair, a faster computer, or a laptop, perhaps?
Yes, those are some of the things. But many companies are far more innovative than that. In one company, Tata Consultancy Services, they're offering their employees salsa lessons once a week. And another company is offering their employees free guitar lessons, free massages, and complimentary rides in the company helicopters.
Well, it all sounds good to me. I've heard that in some companies, you can even buy holidays, can't you?
Yes, that's right. Some of the bigger companies, such as Deutsche Bank, allow their employees to buy extra days holiday above their normal allowance. That, in particular, has proved to be a very successful scheme.
So why do companies go to such lengths to keep their employees happy?
Well, while finding a job can be difficult for employees, for employers, it can be a nightmare. Often, the best staff get poached or headhunted or just fed up of the job. By implementing these extra incentives, it can help a company retain its best staff. Sometimes these extras are so good that the children of the employees actually beg their parents to stay. Otherwise, they might lose the free trip to Disneyland once a year.
Well, thank you very much for telling us all about that, Davina. For the moment, though, I'm just going to have to make do with the company car.
And me with the gym membership.